Out to our CDRA meeting, June 14th, 2022, regular meeting at 6 o'clock. We'll start off with a roll call.
Clint?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here. Okay, first item on our agenda is approval of minutes of the May 10th, 2022, regular CDRA meeting held at 6:30, 6 p.m. I make motion to approve the minutes of the May 10th, 2022, regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
I'll second the motion by Paul.
Okay, have a motion by Paul, seconded by Rondi, to approve the minutes of May 10th, 2022, regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 5-7-2022 to 6-10-2022 in the amount of $84,929.26.
Most of this was the building, yeah, the restaurant topics, yeah, KSP Construction, Tony Taxler.
Kind of large interest in putting it down there, I like it.
Because we're figuring about the time that we're going to lose those water heaters that were. Well, the big propane tank there, for the young gas in there would be kind of costly. Well, that's what Kevin suggested.
Well, I'm excited to see the statue of Chief Savage.
Soon to be unveiled.
If no one has any questions, I'll make a motion to approve the invoice register dated 5-7-2022 to 6-10-2022 for the amount of $84,929.26.
I'll second it. Yeah, motion by Rondi, seconded by Lynn, to approve invoice register dated 5-7-2022 to 6-10-2022 on the dollar amount of $84,929.26. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
And Rondi?
Yes.
Next is approval of resolution CDRA-2022-02, a resolution adopting the 2022-2023 operating budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency known as the CDRA.
Make a motion to adopt resolution CDRA 2022-02, a resolution adopting the 2022-2023 operating budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency.
I'll second it. Yeah, motion by Rondi, seconded by Paul, to approve resolution CDRA-2022-02, resolution adopting the 2022-2023 operating budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency. Roll call.
Clint?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Okay, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you. I lost the car, please. State Office, and the Senate, Western, the office was approved of the budget. The actual budget for the fiscal year will be over $3 million. What you have in front of you, these are all secured, except for the Eccles grant, which is not quite here yet, but we expected during the fiscal year. I apologize for it, but about what should stand to talk is contract grants to be monitored and reported by finance director. And these are the grants that have been committed, and what he'll do, as the grant money comes in, he opens the budget and puts this in there. So that the $95,000 is a framework, and this is the funding on the revenue side, we'll believe it, that budget, and then the disbursement side would be, the money that's to do the capital itself on these projects. So I'm gonna hand that out. I'd like to have one more piece out. We've had this out, and you'll see there's a terrible amount of money. The top of the grant money that came through the RDA for the Equestrian Center, and that was commenced like in 2009. The bottom payments commenced in October 2010. And the bottom one is the Aquatic Center. And of course, as you all know, we did the Articles of Corporation to create the building fund, and we had to do it to qualify for revenue bonds. And we set the LDA up so that you just have a debit to credit. You receive the lease payments that the LDA gives from leasing the two facilities, and then we make the bond payments out of it. What you have here, sources. Now I'd like to comment on these and save it for a couple of minutes and tie it into what I handed out relative to the grants for about $3 million that will be coming through this fiscal year for these projects. What we did with the Equestrian Center, for example, and we discussed this morning, that the Ministry Committee, which it's kind of a misnomer, that's a copyrighted term, but the Main Street Committee, going back to 1994, is the executive committee of the RDA. You guys, the board makes the policy, and then the executive committee comes to carry those out. And when we did the Equestrian Center, it was quite unique, because what we did, we had a committee, the Main Street Committee had a committee that was chaired we put together a non-profit corporation, Eric Engineering Advisors, which was chaired by Steve Barr, Green Thomas was on there, Paul Applebar, Bern Fisher, and Wonder Terry. And what happened with that committee administering, we achieved a substantial input that made it work out very well. The Main Street Committee and the Executive Committee put together partnerships to make that happen. Now, when we got down to the Aquatic Center, that was really an interesting partnership because the finance director and I coordinated. And by the way, on all these grants that I handed out to be forthcoming, they all showed that Steve Austin and I were the project directors. And now, when we did the Aquatic Center, we partnered with PYD. One of the best things we ever did, because we had four semesters where one of the instructors, one of the professors was Joe Weeks, who'd been the graduation director for Tempe, Arizona, and also for Shoal, Arizona. And we had him, the director of the public administration departments. We had students for four semesters who really came in and worked with the executive committee from the RDA to put this together, including when we found out we could do an energy tax that we went through on the uranium to do Proposition 7 to generate about $105,000 in energy tax so we keep the pool open year-round. Now, the reason I mention these two projects, they kind of set the precedent for what we'd like the group to do for us, to help us do with these projects. We'd like to be able to have a partnership between Dave and I as the project directors, and two people on the Main Street Committee that would help coordinate administrative stuff. And so what we would do, what they would do, the executive committee would do, is pull everything together, then come to the RDA and give reports on how it's proceeding. And that's Justin Atkinson, who's on the community development for the Main Street Committee, is the executive committee of the RDA, to discuss how he would perceive that he would coordinate with the contractors on the biggest grant project you see here, which is the Spring City Trail. I just got off the phone with UDOT, with Chris Hall, because you know it's a bill granting $1,390,000. He told us today that we could, tonight when I talked to him, that we could count also with matching funds in easement that would be granted through the Del Pool project. So I thought maybe Justin, who the Main Street Committee was designated as a point person, to carry this project out and give us some details on how we could do this and report back to you.
Should I stand up and have a longer
You can do both. You can do both, Justin.
I used to do this when I teach.
Hey, right.
When I teach a D line, your dad would do it too, Jeannie. Your dad.
So, maybe you remember, we talked just as I was about to leave the desk of the council, Mark proposed that I be on the Main Street Committee and chair community development. Mainly because I was already involved with some of these projects and I want to continue to see them through, so we thought I might be able to help facilitate that. So the way I envision my role is to make sure that whatever we're doing meets the scope of the work that we've proposed to the planning agencies, to make sure we're meeting their stipulations or agreement, basically. And if not, because of the budget or whatever, to mitigate that. If we need to do scope reductions or whatever because of this, then we work with you. And I'll take the lead on making sure that the process is followed to make that happen. So we have several different agencies here. We've got UDOT, Outdoor Recreation, the Heritage Area, and State Parks through the Recreation Trails Program. So I would just kind of make sure that those partners are being informed of what we're doing, making sure that any follow-up that needs to happen with them on reporting and things like that. Day-to-day stuff, I don't anticipate me being involved in. I've got another job that I'm committed to, so whoever is the project manager from UDOT or from the contractor or whoever is called to do the day-to-day stuff, that I could work with them and tell them just the report on progress, how the funds are being drawn down, if we're on schedule, things like that. And then also just help with Dave and
the process of the payment with Dave and
Mark, with making sure that the payments that the contract, the draws that the contractors are putting in are really what's been just to verify that's been what's actually been done. So just kind of check and balance most of it. We kind of, in my opinion, it'll be a little bit higher level if we're going to be on a day-to-day. I mean, I'm going to check in the other day and see how things are going, but it's not going to be like on a project, so. It's not the project manager, but
no, it's, I would say it's a coordinated role between the executive and the RDA to report to the RDA.
Yeah, kind of a liaison between the squad and the bill to the.
And that was in the motion we passed this morning in the executive committee meeting. That was how we perceived your role, was to coordinate between the contractors and that, and working with them and me, and then moving the project progress towards how the projects are coming to the board.
Yeah.
so they can be the new part.
But I think in order to make this work well, it needs to be a streamlined process. So I think, I guess what we're asking for is the latitude to run the project, report to you guys, and just, I mean, you're welcome. If there's a concern or something, you're welcome to call us. I know you guys are busy, and you probably don't want to be bothered with what's going on, like you're going to deal with the whole start dates. The other thing that I'm going to follow up on, and I've committed to this, is to put together a committee between Sackett County, Spring City, and Mount Pleasant, Aaron Jerry, others that may even you, others that are invested in this project, to make sure that we can continue to maintain it. I'm already looking at some grants that are available through the state parks, or the state grant in Colorado, this is the Senate grant, I do it twice a year. You can apply for up to $350,000, and there's like a 25% match that can be in kind. So I'm not particularly worried about being able to do a seal coat every, few years on weeds. It's not super expensive, and I think if we do it every now and then, do it and manage it well, I think we can make it happen. There is no requirement to plow the trail in the winter time. Somebody else can take the liberty to do that, and voluntarily do it, that's fine, but there's no requirement to do that. We do have to maintain the trailhead, which is the park, basically, and we already kind of do that, so that's kind of where we're at. It's really, to me, it's exciting to actually see this in fruition.
Will the trail have the handicap deals on every road crossing like we had to around the park? Do you know that yet?
I don't know what the development status is going to be. I think that because of the funding that was in that project, we were required to do it to UDOT standard. I don't think this is the same.
I don't think they have an engineering model.
No, I don't think so. I know that those are a little bit problematic.
The template that was like that was the same thing you did with the highway.
Right.
And this is not just to drive this, but it's different to the money.
So that's my biggest concern. I'd like to really get that out somehow to the general public, because that's always been my concern with this trail, is how do we show our citizens, even though it's a whole different part of money and everything else, most of them will not understand that.
Yeah.
It's like, how do we show them that we're not taking money from the city to put this trail in? It's like, why are you paving the trail and not a road in town, I guess is my... That's always been my big, big concern. How do we...
We've talked about that for 3 years.
I know.
It's different sources of funding. Well, you know that.
Yeah.
We talked about the funding for 3 years.
Yeah.
Stay here. I get narrowed with that.
Okay, because that's one big thing I'd like to see as we unveil this. You know, well, I guess my two concerns is how do we put that out to the general public and making sure the city wasn't on something for general maintenance of it or plowing it every snowstorm or something like that there.
I mean, the fact of the matter is around the park, through when it's in our city right away, I guess it's up to the city whether we want to maintain it or not. To me, it makes sense to keep what's in our city maintained.
Over the city limits.
Yeah.
Plow out, trash, and trees.
Yeah. And however, like I said, if somebody wants to take the...
Deputy Committee this morning, you got a commitment from the county, as well as the county board, and Chris Anders from Spring City.
So, yeah. Yeah.
There'll be a committee for them to do that.
Yeah. But maybe a small committee, it just depends on what the demand is. If there's no sense of how people are committed, they're not going to do anything. Just put it aside.
Or if you're not going to use them too.
Yeah, so just waste everybody's time. So we'll kind of gauge that and see. I don't think it's going to take a lot of effort to maintain the trail on day-to-day basis. I mean, that takes care of itself.
I think the biggest problem we're going to see with that trail is the ATVs.
Yeah, trying to keep them off of it.
Because again, it's almost like we're going to steal their road that they've been using for years and years.
That's not for my that we do have the trail up against the fence liners. There's plenty of room for the ATVs to still go. I think the biggest thing with the perception is just to make sure that we educate the people that this is all grant money and we can't, we couldn't could have used it for the roads to do, but
I'm pretty sure they ended up paying for it.
Yes, you do.
And we will be happy to do stories as needed on this thing. That's one way that we can help with the dissemination of information. I think also that there's stuff that needs to go to everybody. You guys send out mailers with your bills. A notice is in there, it would be a great way to do that. There's a numbers of different ways that we can contribute to that. One of the members of the Main Street Committee is Phelan. What's Phelan's last name?
Cummel.
Okay. Cummel, and communications is part of her responsibility over at CENTCOM, and they have quite a reach with it that they would be willing to help us out with those kinds of things. I think that we have plenty of avenues to get the word out to everybody, and I've been holding off on writing a story on this because one of the grants wasn't completed yet for everything.
Thank you, Michael.
That will be one of the main emphasis in that original story that went out, is that this will not cost the citizens of Mount Pleasant a dime.
I think even though you put the information out there, whether people cared or not is a different thing. You're probably still going to have people that don't understand. But I think if you take I think that will go a long ways to at least kind of educate the majority of the population so they know what's going on and how to respond to it. I don't want to take a lot of time. The last thing is the wildlife conservation grant for the park. Still haven't received any word on the contracts there yet. Last I heard it was July now. I was hoping that we were here during June, maybe by some of the details before the 4th of July.
Did you mention that you got Wally Pine really on the committee with you for that project for the park?
Yeah, as I guess the members, the co-chairs, they agreed to kind of help behind the scenes a little bit to help facilitate that project. We're just scratching the surface of what needs to be done out there, as we all know, but it's a start. And so, you've all heard the it's about a rule. Because the contract has not been signed, we will fall under, be subject to that. However, because a lot of the playground and the equipment stuff is purchased or manufactured out of the United States, they're trying to give a waiver to the federal government so we don't have to fall under those rules. And that's why Sue was telling me that they're putting off until July, so people are going to get out there anyways. So that would be that. Hopefully that's a true statement. Because I think that would be beneficial if we can get that way, and it'll help move things along a lot better than having to comply with that. So you guys will feel that on some of your other projects too. Anyway, that's all I have unless you have any questions.
Sounds good.
Where does this trail end in Spring City?
So the scope of work in Spring City is I can't remember the farthest north street, and then it goes into there's some sidewalk improvements there, and then there's a widening of the shoulder in Spring City, like 4 feet for the bike path. So actually, the trail ends, the temporary trail ends in the north part of Spring City. They are doing the proposal to do some sidewalk improvements there and then make a bike lane 4 feet on the east side of the highway to continue. I believe it's about Chris Hall. They don't see this happen. They feel like there's some benefit there. We see some benefit to not only locally, but regionally, but through the stress state to allow people to come in here and recreate here, and maybe even through the content of the literature. So we're hoping that will happen. We're hoping we can eventually do a project to eat from Pigeon Hall, but that's quite ambitious, but
We want the stacks. You're familiar with this project. It's ongoing. So I'd like to stick with some of it, if you could, please, because the executive committee already is smart enough, Joyce, to be able to be the coordinator on the projects at the bottom of your sheet, the $139,000. And can you just tell them who you are and what your background as an engineer is? How are you coordinating this project?
Hello, I'm Joyce Turner, and I'm the executive committee as the promotions chair. I moved to town about a year ago, and I have 20 plus years in civil engineering and construction management, all in California, and I worked with the City of Petaluma Redevelopment Agency for a number of years, leading their historic downtown renovations to historic standards. So when I moved to Mount Pleasant, I just fell in love with the main street here. It's just this gem that's just waiting to be loved. And so I'm very excited to be able to bring my energy to these projects. I've worked a lot with public funding and public grants. And so with these grants, I'll be supporting Mont on executing them and getting the money to the different building owners to help with their improvements and make sure they're done to standard and those kinds of things. And then just like, I'm learning the ropes on how things are done here relative to what contracts require and things like that. But federal funds, I'm very familiar with, and some of these other funding sources I'm very familiar with. So get my head around that, and I'll be available to Mont and to you guys to report back on anything we're doing downtown.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Just to report on the industrial park. That's not interesting. Anyway, there's five buildings being built right now out there. I mean, things are moving out there. Questar reached out to me today, and they would like to find a place out there if we can accommodate them. I took them out and showed them the muffler or the right next to the runway, and it's too narrow for them, and they would like a lot that's deeper. Actually, they had like that first lot right next to the right doors that built those two buildings. Anyway, it's this lot they would really like. And then, who do you say owns that lot, that built that lot was?
Just so you know, the county got some great stuff on their side. I ended up with the non-trivial every lot of things, one of the things five that might have been recorded. The problem we have is that they were recording under some different company names other than what was on the warranty. But here's an issue that lot you're talking about, Lee Oxford was doing the research on that, because that was a lot that was Bryant Shaving had, because I don't know if you wrote the money for that originally, then it was picked up by another party, and it's lot number 27 in phase two. But phase two is not a subdivision. I ran several meetings that I thought owned it through the county. Chris and Dave, I ran through it. And I could not find current owner, and so I'm going to be able to do that tomorrow.
Okay.
And see if we can secure that.
Yeah, but the question, they want to relocate to me from up here, and it'd be a great asset for us.
Absolutely.
They put an office on the top part, and the yard would be the bottom part of it, so. Anyway, I showed them these other two lots, and they said they're too narrow. If we could find out on the people that own that sort of south lot from Denver, the ones that bought that Philly place.
Oklahoma, I think.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I saw that about Clay Anderson. That's the one where it's really tight. The whole thing was recorded under the name of Rocky Mountain Filtration out of the parent company. And that's an excellent possibility.
Okay, yeah. If you could check into that, Mark. No.
I think the other side of the recorder is maybe you want a little work on it.
Okay. Yeah, they said they would take one piece of any 2 acres, or a little more than 2 acres. So that's we're working on that to try to accommodate
bringing a public natural gas filling station.
Did you say that or that?
I said it'd be nice to see him bring in a natural gas filling station. You don't see that as much, but
we're
not big one time, but
yeah. You know, they're going to buy the lot.
Anyway, also I heard a kind of a disturbing thing today. One of the property owners that he owns a property, but he's thinking about building a fence around it and then selling it. And the reason he wants to an improvement to the property so he can jack the price up. And
who's that?
I don't want to say his name right now, but
I'm not going to read it.
It's in phase 3.
Phase 3?
Right next to him, kind of by his boy's lot.
Wait a second. That isn't going to fly because we got a bylaw to be there.
I know we do.
It's coming in here, and I talked to the Kimballs on the phone today, and they've agreed.
It's not the Kimballs.
They've agreed.
It's right next to him to the south.
Well, the face is only 2 lots, 2.28.
Edwin's.
It's Edwin's.
Edwin.
This is, oh, that's not phase 2, that's phase 4.
That was phase
2. Yeah, I think conservative, Mike and I talked about that, and we're going to have to get on that one, Mike. We challenge that.
They have to establish a business, as way it says it in the deal, and it also says they have to run for 2 years before.
That's phase 4.
But anyway, Questar was interested in that one too, so that's all I have.
Okay. Chad, can you write a comment about that as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Yep.
We can. Anything else?
So I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Sure, I'll make a motion to adjourn. CDRA meeting.
I'm going to try to
do a second.
Okay, we'll second it.
Okay, a motion by Paul, second by Russell to adjourn the RDA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Jesse, it's wonderful.